The thing I've noticed down through the years is that when God leads us into a place of suffering, it never really makes sense. Of course, the pain clouds our judgment, but still, what good could ever come of this? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. One of the things that I find truly confronting about God is the way that He uses suffering for good. To our way of thinking, blessing is good, suffering is bad. That's the way we're programmed. But not God. For Him, suffering is a key part of His plan. So Jesus gets together with His disciples and He decides to start preparing them for what is to come. Matthew chapter 17, verses 22 and 23. Later, the disciples met together in Galilee. Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man will be handed over to the control of other men who will kill Him, but on the third day He will be raised from death." The disciples were very sad to hear that Jesus would be killed. Man, if you or I had been one of those disciples in that meeting, what would we have made of that little prediction? Is He completely crazy, this miracle-working, storm-stealing, demon-casting Jesus who preached with such power, killed, and then to rise from death? But God always knew our greatest need. He knew all about the death and destruction ruining countless lives because we'd rejected Him. And so in this greatest act of love of all time, He sends His one and only Son, Jesus, to be betrayed into the hands of men, to be ridiculed, brutalized, and crucified to pay for our sin, yours and mine, only to rise again that we might have a new life in His love. It didn't make sense to those disciples, but despite everything, He still sent His Son to suffer for us. Jesus, that's God's word fresh for you today. There is such a richness of wisdom and understanding in the Word of God. And when we allow that to permeate our hearts, the very core of our being, man, it sheds a whole new light on our lives and where we're headed. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.